Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas B'Shalach. B'Shalach is also read on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We mentioned many times during this shiur what the Sfarim tell us. The Kriya is Ma'orer the Zman. Just as the Zman is Ma'orer the Kriya, which means that when it's Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we read B'Shalach. So this Shabbos, when we read B'Shalach, we are visited by Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And as the Sfarim say, in many respects, it's more Shvi'i Shel Pesach this Shabbos than it is when it's actually Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Because then it's only Shvi'i Shel Pesach according to Zman. Now it's Shvi'i Shel Pesach mitzad the Kriya, mitzad Torah. Torah is l'maylam in Azman. The same thing with Purim. This Shabbos is the Kriya of Purim. The last 9 psukim of this week's parasha is the Kriya of Purim, Vayavai Amalek, which means that this Shabbos we're visited by 2 very, very important guests. 2 Yamim Tovim visit us, Shvi'i Shel Pesach and Purim. Rashi, in fact, at the beginning of the parasha, hints to this, where Rashi tells us, which he doesn't usually do, Rashi tells us that they were traveling 3 days after they left Mitzrayim, and then it took 3 days until Paroi found out about it, and then he rushed and caught up with Klal Yisrael. B'shishi rotfu achareihem, v'leil shvi'i yardu liyam, b'shachris omru shira, v'hu yoyim shvi'i shel Pesach, v'chach anu koirin hashira v'yoyim hashvi'i. Rashi's not a halacha sefer, he doesn't usually discuss it any time throughout Chumash what we do on Yom Tov, and here he tells us as if, you know, this Shabbos is Kriyas Yom Tov. This Shabbos, the Kriya of B'Shalach is Ma'ira Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Now, this Shabbos is also the Hashlama to Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's sort of the finale, it's the completion of the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, because here Vayah Yisrael is Mitzrayim, Meis, that's it, Mitzrayim is dead, it's over. Tumas Mitzrayim is gone, which is also why this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. And this is the first of 9 Shiras that are mentioned throughout Tanakh, and the 10th will be sung shortly together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, hinted over here in the word Yoshir, Yud Shir, that there will be 10 Shiras, and all of them are included in this Shira. This Shira is called all the Shiras. And that's why this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. Interesting that Shvi'i Shel Pesach itself is not called the day of Shira, even though that's when it happened. This Shabbos we call Shabbos Shira. It didn't happen now, but we read it now. So and again, in a way, the Shira, the Kriya, is Ma'ariv Zman, and this is therefore a very, very lofty Shabbos, a very great Shabbos. Every Shabbos is great, but this Shabbos certainly, because of the Kriya and because of all the Yamim Tovim that visit us, and because it's the Hashlama of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's also, as mentioned in the previous week, the 4th week of Shoivavim. Shoivavim, which this year is Shoivavim Tat, because it's a leap year. Shmais Vo'era Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim Shruma Tetzava. We complete now the first 4 weeks, which is Shin Vav Beis Beis. That's Shovev, which is the actual word. The word of Shovavim, the Yud Mem, is the plural. The word is really Shin Vav Beis Beis. That's Shmois Vayir by B'Shalach. This Shabbos, that means we are Mesakein, we rectify the concept of Shovev, that we are not Shovev anymore. We're not off the path. A Shovev is someone who's wayward, he strays. Shovev, B'Gematria Keri, which is the Tumah that we are Mesakein during these weeks, Keri, which means Tumas Keri, which also means the concept of coincidence, Keri meaning coincidence, which means not believing in Hashkachas Hashem, it's together, Ashakarcha, is Krirus, is Keri, is Tumah, is coincidence, is Kfira, they go together, and when we come to the completion of the 4 weeks already, we've made a dent, we've completed the 4 weeks with the word Shovev. But Shovev is also equal to Shai. We know that the last Mishnah tells us in Uktzin, the last Mishnah of Shas, which Shas is the Gematria Shoivavim. Tikkun Shoivavim is through Limud today, it's through his Amkus and Torah Shabbal Peh, learning Torah deeply, which is flooding the mind where the Tumah originates. Flooding the mind is like immersing the mind in the mikveh. When one is totally immersed in learning, he purifies his mind, he purifies all his hirurim, which is the way today that we are misakin ourselves during Shevav, and we're not on the Madreg to go through all the Tainesim and the Sigufim that they did in previous generations. So it's today through Limud HaTorah, Tefillah, Shira. So the last Mishnah of Shas, B'Gematria Shevavim, is Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamos. Shin Yud, B'Gematria Shoivev, B'Gematria Keri. And the Gemara brings, the Mishnah there brings the Pasuk, Lahanchel Oy Havai Yesh. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. And we know that Tzadik refers to one who is Nizhar in these Inyonim, Man Denoti Bris Ihu Tzadik, as it says in Zohar. So the last Mishnah hinted that the Shai Oy Lama is come to one who is a Tzadik, to one who is Misakein, the Pagam of Shin Vav Beis Beis, and perhaps it's also hinted in the fact that it's called Shabbat Shira. Shira starts with Shin Yud, because until one is misaken in himself, one cannot sing. One can only properly sing and daven to Hashem, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, that the Golus, the Dibur is in Golus, and when the Dibur is out of Golus, the Sfasemus and the Chiddush Arim and all the Svarim HaMayrich and the Therah Kodesh, etc., that we are, the Dibur is in Golus. In Mitzrayim they couldn't talk, they weren't able to daven properly, they weren't able to sing and praise and thank Hashem properly. This all comes to an end here. Vayah Yisrael is Mitzrayim Meis. Mitzrayim is Erevas Ha'oretz. Once there's no more Erevas Ha'oretz, now we can open our mouths. Oz Yoshua Moshe, which Shira starts with a Shin Yud. The Shai, that's Mashiach is called Shiloi, Yavilu Shai Lamoira. Mashiach comes in the Schus of Tikkun Shevavim, Kiyadu, as mentioned in the previous weeks. So this is a very, very uplifting and a very, very great Shabbos, but on the other hand, there are many difficulties here that don't seem to fit with what was just said. Number one, the parasha begins with the word Vayehi. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks right at the beginning of the parasha, Vayehi is an expression of sorrow. Vayehi is a lashon of tsar. The Gemara in Megillah, which incidentally, this is the Shabbos prior to Tu B'Shvat, and Tu B'Shvat is the Shloshim Yoim Kaidim Purim, even though this year there are two Purims, Purim Katan, Purim Gadol, but in many ways it's one gigantic Adar, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, it's one long Adar. So the Shloshim Yoim before the Ha'orah of Purim, whether it's a leap year or not, starts on Tu B'Shvat. This is the Shabbos prior to Tu B'Shvat, and also the Kriya of Purim at the end of the parasha. The Gemara in Megillah, right at the beginning, when we start learning the Agadah of the Megillah, is whenever it says Vayehi Bimei, it's a lashon of Tsar. The Gemara discusses over there which Vayehi. Some Vayehi is yes, some Vayehi is not. But the word Vayehi, Vayehi, unlike the word Vehoya, Chazal tells us Ein Vehoya a lashon Simcha. But Vayehi is a lashon of tsar, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks this right at the beginning of the parsha. What kind of tsar here? This should be the most joyous parsha. It's a Shabbos Shira. He uses the words B'mokum Gilo V'Ranan Vayehi lashon tsar. What's the sorrow here? The first pasuk also is a very difficult pasuk. If one goes through the Mefarshim, V'shalach Paray es ha'am, as if to say that Paray sent us. If he wouldn't have sent us, we wouldn't have been able to go. That's the maila here. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's Vayehi v'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Vayehi k'sha Hashem hoitzi es am. What's v'shalach Paray? As if it's up to his permission. He gave permission, so we were able to go out. He did it. V'shalach Paray es ha'am. And the fact that the Torah refers to Klal Yisrael here as which we know from Chazal, Rashi brings it in a number of places, and when it says Om, it refers to the lower levels. B'nai Yisrael is the highest level, Om is the lowest. So here we're saying the Om, the lowest level. V'lo yinochem elekim, ki omer elekim pen yinochem ha'om, again, then the next pasuk, v'yasev elekim es ha'om. And then first afterwards, v'chamushim olu b'nai Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why do we start off with Om, and three times, and then we go to b'nai Yisrael? And in the first pasuk itself, Hashem does not lead them derech eretz Pelishtim through the land of the Philistines. Kikaroiv hu, because it's too close to Mitzrayim, as Rashi says, and Hashem is afraid that maybe they'll change their mind, they want to go back. Very, very strange. Hashem is afraid. Hashem couldn't work it out that we wouldn't go back. What's the Kiyomer Elikim Penyinochei Ma'am Beroisa Melchama Beshav Mitzrayim? First of all, there was a Melchama right there. Right here, there's a Melchama. And yes, then there were those who wanted to go back. There are four groups here, as Chazal tells us. There was one group that said, and it says in the Tzairis in the Pasuk here, Hamibli Ein Kvarim B'Mitzrayim L'Kachtanu L'Amuz B'Amidbar Toiv Lanu Avoid Es Mitzrayim M'Museinu B'Amidbar. So they said, even though they went the other way, they said they want to go back to Mitzrayim, so what did it help anyway? As Mefarshim ask. And a very major question here, which the Sipurno asks, the Chazon Ish also asks this, an interesting, he doesn't usually have on Chumash, but there's one shtickle where he has on Chumash, he doesn't answer it. He asks, V'leinochem Alekim Derech Eretz Pelishtim? Sipurno really asks it too. They're not supposed to be going Derech Eretz Pelishtim. Look at the map, they're going to Har Sinai now. So what do you mean, V'leinochem Alekim Derech Eretz Pelishtim? As if to say, we really would go there, because that's the shortest route to Eretz Yisrael, but because we're afraid they're going to pass through the Eretz Pelishtim, according to one shot, because that's where the Bnei Ephraim went, and their bodies were there strewn. They weren't buried because they left before the time. They left before the Zman of the God. They were doifet the Sakeis. And Hashem was afraid that the Jews will see that and they'll want to go back. That's why it says, Leida Chiloch has Yoshvei Pelishtim, Pelishtim, because they killed the Anshei Gas, who were from Pelishtim, killed the Bnei Ephraim, who left 30 years before the Geula. But that's not where we're going. We're going to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is deep in the desert that's down south. We're not going to Eretz Yisrael anyway, so what's this pasuk talking about? That's right, we're not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to Eretz Yisrael yet. But later they're going to Eretz Yisrael, not now. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai, "Bahitziyacha esa'am imitraim ta'avdun esa'alekim al ha'or hazer." So that's where they're going. They're going to Har Sinai, which is the other way. So what's the Leinachem Elokim Derech Eretz Pelishtim, which is a major question, which the Chazon Ish doesn't even have an answer to. The Sipurno tries to answer it. Bachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, we know what Chazal tells us, Rashi brings it here, the literal meaning is that they left armed. They went with weapons. Mizuyonim, Chamushim is Mizuyonim, B'chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim. Then there's also the Chazal that says only one-fifth went out, or one out of 50, the different shittas. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, only one-fifth, because the other four-fifths died during Makas Choshech. Zohar HaKadosh, however, says here, v'chamushim is written without a verb, like as if it says chamishim, v'chamishim olu. They went up, they went to the 50th level of Bina. They reached the 50th level of Bina, Nun Sha'arei Bina, which is l'chayra, totally in contrast to what Chazal say. Chamushim is only one out of the four-fifths. Four-fifths die, or it means mizuyonim. Mizuyonim is negative. There's no need for arms if we're holding by the Shar Hanun of Kedusha, of Bina. Rashi tells us this in Devarim, that if they wouldn't have sent Meraglim, they never would have had, they wouldn't have needed any arms. Boyu Rishu Es Ha'aretz, Rashi tells us in Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating what happened prior to Chet HaMeraglim. Ilu lo yisholchu meraglim lo yhoyu tzrichim leklei zayin. They never would have needed klei zayin. Mentioned once why it's called klei zayin. Zayin is seven. In the world of seven, in Olam Hazeh, Zeh, which begins with zayin also, we need klei zayin, we need weapons. But in the Olam HaChamishim, in the Olam HaShmini, in the Olam of Cheirus, in the Olam of Bina, there's no need for weapons. If they wouldn't have sent Meraglim, they would have been the Olam HaTikun, they wouldn't have had any weapons at all. So the Chayr, it's a stira, Chamishim, Chamushim, he's telling me Chamushim means Mizuyonim, Zayin. That's this world, the Olam HaZayin, a world that needs, has to come on to weaponry, and yet Chamushim is Chamishim, which is Shar Hanun, and the Shar Hanun, you don't need weapons. Boyu Rishu Es Ha'aretz. And here the Torah says, Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We're not even referring to them as we're referring to them as B'nei Yisrael. Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imay. Moshe takes the bones of Yosef with him. Also, this pasuk doesn't seem to belong here. It should have been prior in Parshas Bo, when we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which it said, the Moshe took the bones. Everyone else was busy, as the Medrash says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Everyone else is busy with the Biza. Everyone else is busy taking out the gold and the silver. And Moshe Rabbeinu was busy looking, one Medrash says, for 3 days and nights. He didn't sleep. He's running around the whole Mitzrayim looking for the bones of Yosef until Serach Bas Usher revealed to him where they were, while everyone else is accumulating all the gold and the silver. But L'chari, this pasuk belongs in Parshas Bo, it doesn't belong here. And despite that this is the parasha that's the hashlama of Matan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Torah tells us Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem, Vayaminu BaHashem V'Moshe Avdoi, L'chari, the highest levels. Why then do we see in this parasha L'chari not that way? Before this, okay, it's before the actual Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael split into four groups. So one group said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. One group said, let's fight. One group said, let's jump in the water. According to one shot, it meant, let's commit suicide. And one group said, let's fight the Egyptians. They weren't unified here, and they certainly weren't all on a high level when it says, Amibli ain't kvorim, but Mitzrayim lekachtonu l'muspa midbar. And many of these, Dasan and Abiram, and the others, I guess, of that ilk, want to go back to Mitzrayim. So they're not really on the Madrega to leave Mitzrayim yet. Now, even after Vayaminu Ba'ashem V'Moshe Avdei, and even after the Shira, Vayiloinu Ha'om Al Moshe Leimor Manishta, they're complaining. And then after that, again, Vayiloinu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, there's no food. Miyitei Musenu B'yad Hashem, V'shifteinu Al Sir HaBosar, they just left Mitzrayim and they missed the meat from Mitzrayim. This is B'nai Yisrael that are on such a high madrega. What's going on here? To top it all off, even after the Mun comes down, but this is the parasha of the Mun, Yodua, that it's a minhag by many to read the parasha of the Mun every day. Especially this week, Rabban Lerimanov has said to Gemara Sedra on Tuesday of the parasha of the Mun, of the week of B'shalach, the Skula, for Parnosa. So certainly this Shabbos is Mashpia Parnasa. Even here, at the end, even after they got the Mun, again, Vayorev Ha'amim Moshe Tenulanu Mayim V'nishta, till it says here that they test Hashem, Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu Imoyim. They actually had doubts. They had doubts if Hashem is Bikirbeinu Imoyim when He just split the sea for them, when they just experienced Lechem Min HaShamayim and water from a rock. The water from the rock is here, but what's the suffix? To the point of Ayovai Amalek. Amalek comes. Amalek, Bigamatria suffix. Whenever there are doubts, that's when Amalek comes. Amalek instills doubts. Amalek is Kfira. Amalek is Minus. Amalek takes over for Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the Rosh of the Klipa. Now comes Amalek. So L'chaira, we're back to square one here. They left Mitzrayim. Now we have to deal with Amalek, who's even worse than Mitzrayim. To the point, as we end the parasha, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Milchama LaHashem BaAmalek Midor Dor, that Hashem swore that His name and His throne are not complete. Ein Hashem Shalem Ve'ein Kisoy Shalem Hachiyimach Hazar Shalem Amalek Milchama LaHashem BaAmalek Midor Dor. It never ends, as the Targum Yonison says, Ad Dora De Malkum Mashicha. So L'Chaira, the parasha is a parasha of Vayehi. It's a parasha of Tzar. No one refers to this parasha, though, as a parasha of Tzar. This is Shabbos Shira. It is a joyous Shabbos. It's Shvi Shal Pesach, and it's Purim. And it's Parashas Haman. And it's the Hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how do we make, how do we understand all of this, if we can understand this? And what does Vayaminu B'Hashem with the Moshe Avdei really mean? What do you mean they believed? They saw. They don't have to believe. What you believe what you don't see. They just saw the sea split. They just crossed. And all the Egyptians drowned. It was a miracle beyond the shadow of a doubt. You can't contest, deny Kriyas Yamsuf L'Chaira. You can't explain this naturally or scientifically. Is there any way to explain this? So what's the Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdei? What's the Amunah? What Amunah? I don't have to believe that this is a table. I see it's a table. So they came to an unbelievable madrega of Amunah. What's the madrega? Ruasa Shivcha al Hayam Ashalay Ra'u Nevi'im Ashalay Ra'u Yecheskel Ben Buzi Zek Eli V'Anveyu. Even a Shivcha, a lowlife, maidservant, saw more than Yecheskel HaNavi saw in Ma'isim Merkava. Vayaminu B'Hashem B'Moshe Avdei. The Amunah. What's the Amunah? The emes is, and as we know, the Torah is nitzchis, the Torah is eternal. So this parasha was said to us too. This parasha is negeya, us in our generation, and very much in our generation. And even if Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim didn't fully take place then, it's going to fully take place now. And we are going through, B'Amos, the exact same situations as they were going through then, and even more concealment, but we have an advantage that they did not have. And that's based basically on the Orachayim HaKadosh and Parashat Shemois, and on the Pasuk V'Eireh L'Hatziloi Miyad Mitzrayim. Orachayim HaKadosh tells us that B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim had fallen into the 49 depths, 49 levels of Tumah, Memtes Sharei Tumah. And therefore, they had to get out of the Memtes Sharei Tumah, and they had to receive a Torah of Memtes Sha'orim. After counting 49 days of Sfira, the Torah that we received on Har Sinai is the Torah of Memtes. It's not the Torah of Nun yet. In order to get the Torah of Nun, which we are waiting for, which we're going to get, which Mashiach is going to reveal, one has to first fall into the 50th level of Tumah and get out of that in order to get to the Nun Sharei Bina, to the Nun Sharei Kedusha, which they did not fall into the Shar HaNun of Tumah. Why not? Because if they would have, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, they never would have been able to get out of it, because they did not have a Torah. And that's the major difference between us and them. They didn't have a Torah yet, number one. That's why it was so detrimental. That's why it was impossible for them to stay any longer in Mitzrayim. As we know, they left earlier than they were supposed to. They were supposed to stay for 400 years. They didn't stay for 400 years. They only stayed for 210 years. V'yot chazokah yigarshen, v'yot chazokah yishalzeh. The Golus was intensified at the end in order to give them the merit to be able to get out earlier. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to give them Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. They had to have certain schusim. They really, mitzad atzmam, were not ready for the Geul. They were not fit. They were not eligible. They were not in the Madrega. They didn't really deserve it. But if they would have stayed any longer, they would never have gotten out. As we say in the Haggadah, Ilu, when he did, because we would have sunk into the 50th level of Tumah, and there was no way to get out of the 50th level of Tumah if you don't have a Torah. Without a Torah, you can't do it. And they didn't receive the Torah yet. Moshe Rabbeinu already sees this and was told this at the beginning. This is a concept in the Sfarim that even though it's called Noira Alila al Bnei Adam, it's a pasuk in Tehillim Samaches, that sometimes it seems like as if tragedy, punishment, aveira was sort of preordained, as if Hashem knows everything before, and anyway, but like as if it had to be. Moshe Rabbeinu, we see clearly, was not supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael even before Chet Mei Meriva. He was already told at the end of Shemais Atasira, and in this parasha, Tiviyemai, bring them, I'm not going. It was already sort of known beforehand that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going. It was already known beforehand, to a degree, that Klal Yisrael has to get the Torah on Har Sinai. L'cha'ira, we should have gotten the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Ki mitziyayin teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem mirushaloyim. Ein Torah ke Torah's Eretz Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael would have deserved the Geula here, right now, on their own merit, or had they been there the full 400 years and they would have been able to remain loyal and not fallen into the 50th level of Tumah, they would have left Mitzrayim, it would have been the Geula Shalema, and they would have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael, Derech Eretz Plishtim. Yes, they would have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael, they would have gotten the Torah in Yerushalayim. And Har HaMoiriyah, in fact, the Medrash says that Hashem brought Har HaMoiriyah to Har Sinai. The Ruchni is al kol ponim. Yerushalayim did come to Har Sinai. But they weren't ready yet to receive the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Torah of La'osid Lavoi, which is the Torah of the Shar HaNun, which is the Torah of Nun Sharei Bina. So therefore, they had to go around. Ve'yaseiv Elikim Esa'om Derech Hamid Bar Yamsuf. And Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu, Noira Alila Al Briyadu, this is going to happen. Ve'yitziyachve Esa'om Mitzrayim, Tav Dun Esa Elikim Al Hohor Hazeh, knowing full well that Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael first. They're going to have to go in the Midbar, which ends up being later 40 years. Wasn't supposed to be 40 years. That also Hashem knew that already, because Hashem is taking Klal Yisrael out of Golos before the time. By Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Sneh, which is right before Hashem reveals to him that he is the Redeemer, the 400 years were not yet. But because the Golos was so intense, and because they were almost about to fall into the Nun Sharei Tumah, so by Yishmael Elohim es Na'akosam, by Yar Elohim es Bnei Yisrael, by Yeda Elohim, so Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, we got to get them out, because if we don't get them out now, they're not going to get out. Even though it's before the Zman, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's having the Bikuach with Hashem, is basically saying, it's before the Zman, why are you doing it early? There are always problems when things don't happen at the right time. Yeah, the Torah is going to have to be given on this mountain that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing right here, but it's not going to be given in Eretz Yisrael. They're not ready yet, but they have to take them out of Mitzrayim anyway. So perhaps that's the pshat. That answers the Chazanish's question and the Sipurna's question. They're not going to Eretz Yisrael. No, they're supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's where they really should have gone. That's where the Torah should be given. And if this would have been Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Shleimus, and if they would have deserved it, Zachu, like the Gemara says, there are two possibilities. Mashiach can come if either we're Zeichet to it, or Rachman al-Islam, we're not. If the Yidna Mitzrayim was Zeichet to Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzad Ver Avoida, they would have gone Derech Eretz Plishtim. There wouldn't have been a fear that they would become contaminated. As the Svarim tell us, Plishtim and Mitzrayim were of the same ilk. They're both the Klipa of Litzonus. Plishtim were known to be Leitzim. Comedy, like in America. America's Klipas Plishtim. Everything is a joke. Anything goes. You could say whatever you want, you could laugh, you can make a joke about everything. Plishtim is Litzonus. We know that from the Medrash at the beginning of Tehillim. Ashrei Ho'isha She'leholach Ba'atzas Rishoyim Uvederech HaToyim Loi Omad Uvemoishav Leitzim Loi Yoshov. Zu Plishtim, says the Medrash. They're known. They're Plishtim. They're Litzonus. That's why Yitzchak, who was Gevura, Yira, Hepech, Litzonus, Pachad, he lived in Eretz Pelishtim, to counter the Tumah of the Pelishtim. So, and Mitzrayim also, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekoyle, Leodati Es Hashem, everything is a joke in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim and Pelishtim are from the same, they both come from Chom, they both come from the same family, as we read in Parashas Noach, when the Torah tells us the families of Chum, and that they were all Mamzerim. And there it tells us, Umitzrayim Yolad es Ludim Anomim Lohav Naftuchim Pasrusim Kasluchim Ashe Yotsu Mishom Plishtim. So Plishtim, Mitzrayim, they're all the same. They all originate from Kush, from Chum, Shimesh, Beteva, Klipas, Ervas, Haoretz. So that'll be the worst thing to do. They're still addicted to Tumas Mitzrayim. You don't take an addict back to where he can fall back into his addiction. Had they been redeemed because they deserved it, and had they removed the Tumah of Mitzrayim from themselves on their own, there would have been no fear to take them Derech Eretz Plishtim. Ki Omar Aleichem, Pen Yerachem, Ha'am, Beroysa, Melchama, Veshavu Mitzrayim, they're going to go right back and fall into the Klipa, into the Tumah of Mitzrayim, if we take them that way. And that's why the Torah refers to them as Ha'am. Ha'am is the lower levels, meaning they're not yet on the Madrega of Bnei Yisrael, they don't really deserve yet to go out of Mitzrayim. Vayehi, it's a Lashon of Tzar. And therefore, Vayasev Aleichem, they have to go in a roundabout way, Hashem has to circumvent Esha'am derech ha-midbar, yamsuf, midbar, which midbar doesn't only mean midbar for the 40 years, or midbar for a few days, it means the midbar ha-amim, the golus, ad ha-yoyim hazeh, as all the Svarim tell us, the Ariyah Kodesh tells it to us, that because we didn't stay in Mitzrayim the full 400 years, we had to go through the dalid malchiyos of Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edoim, Yishmael, it's really five, ad ha-yoyim hazeh, till today, it's all because it wasn't complete. It didn't finish when we left Mitzrayim. And our door is the door that has to finish it. Our job, the job of our generation, the last generation of Golos, and the first generation of Geulah Yetzer Hashem, is to be misakein the chait, to be misakein the fact that they left before the Zman. They had to. Not like the B'nai Ephraim, who went against the Shavuah of not leaving early 30 years prior, and therefore they were killed. They left on their own. B'shalach paray esam. They got permission to leave. Why do they have to? The reason that the Torah says b'shalach paray esam, as mentioned before, why would the Torah tell it to us in such a way and not say Hashem took us out? Because if Hashem took us out, then it's a geula nitzchias. We're not ready for a geula nitzchias yet, and to our benefit, we're not, because if we don't deserve it, we can't have all the benefits that come from such a geula. It wasn't the geula ha'amitis v'hashleim. It wasn't a complete geula yet. So it's b'shalach paray esam. It's because Pari gave us permission, so we were allowed to leave. We weren't leaving before the Zman, and the Zman, the Tumah itself, kicked us out. B'shalach Pari Yasa'am. But we weren't on the Madrega yet. The Horaya, the whole parasha, the fact that it's back and forth. Klal Yisrael, on one hand, they want to go back to Mitzrayim, they don't want to go back to Mitzrayim. And then even afterwards, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyen, they have Sfeikis. That's the chait of the Eitz Hadas, Hanochash Hishiani. Hishiani is Oisi is Hayesh Ayin. Sofek started by Vachet Eitz Hadas. A Yid is Vadai. By Yevorach Dovid Es Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is Vadai. A Vadai Shmoy came to Hilos. A Yid is not supposed to have any Sveikas, no doubts. Emunah means you believe without any Sveikas. We believe no matter what. Here you see that the only reason why Klal Yisrael were so exalted is because of what they saw. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw the Mon. Mon who was Isis Amuna. They saw it with their own eyes. They saw water coming out of Iraq. But they weren't really holding by it. If they were holding by it, they wouldn't have fallen right afterwards. Right afterwards, you see there's an afila. Because if you're not holding by it, you could be shown the greatest miracles, but you're still... You haven't changed, as the Chedushi Arim said. Chazal say, "Ro'as a shifcha al hayam, mashalei ro Yecheskel ben Buzi." The diyak is, she's still a shifcha. Even after what she saw, she remains a shifcha. She hasn't yet reached the madrega that she deserves to be redeemed. She's still a shifcha, and most of Klal Yisrael too. And that's why they have to go through the Yemei HaSfira, and that's why they have to go through the counting until they got to the Matan Torah, and even then, when they came to Matan Torah, came afterwards the Egel, and then later the Chet HaMeraglim, which we suffer from Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, and we see also in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuvav, which the Gemara in Erechin says that not only did they sin prior to entering the Yamsuf, but even on their way out, Vayamru Al Yom B'Yamsuf. Vayamru al yom b'yamsuf means that they rebelled by the sea b'yamsuf. Loi zochru es roiv chasadecha. Abaseinu b'mitzrayim loi hiskilu niflo isecha. What's going on here? Because they're not ready yet. We had to get out, but we weren't ready. We weren't on the madregia. We were on the memtes shari tumah. V'Hashem b'roiv rachama b'chasadecha took us out. That's the gevaldik and nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'chaira is this. Not so much that Hashem can't take his people out. L'kachas lo goy mikerev goy. The nes was that we were goy mikerev goy. We're no different. Halalo evdi avodah zarah, halalo evdi avodah zarah. We're still sunken into the memtel sharei tumah, but Hashem took us out anyway. That's the gevaldik chesed. We thank Him for that. Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for taking us out. Because if you didn't, there never would have been an Am Yisrael. And that Hashem has rachmanis on us and is merachem us even when we don't deserve it. Chanukah is an example of that too. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that we deserve it. And the tachlis is that it happens because we, on our own merit, reach the madrega through avoda. And that's doing things l'mayla min ha'teva. L'mayla min ha'teva is what Hashem wants from us, which is the inyan of mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh, giving over our nefesh, which means our rotzen to avodas Hashem, doing which is against our teva, like by the Akedah. According to one medrash, Vayibaku Hamoyim, because it says the Yam Hayom Ra'a Vayonois. What did the Yam see? Everyone knows what the Shaykh HaTov says. Hayom Ra'a Aroinois Shel Yosef. Yosef went against teva, not teva, for a 17-year-old to be able to resist the temptations of an Eishes Paitifa for a year straight. It's not Teva. It's not possible. I'll be Teva. But Vayonas, Vayetze, he couldn't stay there. He had to run out. Vayonas, Vayetze, Achutza. According to one pshat in Chazal, he was about to do a chet with her, but rod yuknoi shalobit. So Yosef had mesiras nefesh. That's why the yam went against its teva. The teva of water is not to dry. The teva of water is not to split. Ra'asa hayam. What is the ma ra'a hayam vayonos vayonos vayetzei achutzer? That's the midah of Yosef, mesiras nefesh for shmiras habris, or as the Medrash says, by Yivaku Hamoyim, it saw the Akeda. By Avraham Avinu, it says, by Yivaka Atzei Oila. So by Yivaku Hamoyim, in the Schus of Yivaka. What, just a play on words? What did Avram do? He went against his Teva. The Sefer Achayim from the Maral's brother, which the Apter Rav, Schus Yagam Aleinu, told his Chassidim to reprint the Sefer about 200 years ago, because he said it's all Ruach HaKodesh. The Maral's brother, Sefer HaChaim, the Pesach Yom Tov, quotes him. So there he writes, he quotes the Pesach in this week's parasha, Sham Sam Loichayku Mishpat V'Sham Nisohu, that Torah and Mitzvah has to be observed. The Torah and Mitzvah that we do, and refraining from Averis, is called Nisohu. It's a Nisoyim, because it's all against Teva. It's all going against what we'd rather do. We'd rather not get up in the morning, so we get up in the morning. The teva of a person is to be lazy. We'd rather sin. We're told not to, so we refrain. We do not sin. The whole Torah is nisohu, or nisoyan means going against your teva. So he writes there that great tzaddikim who had no yetzahara, what was their nisoyan? He said, Avram Avinu had no yetzahara anymore. So his nisoyan was the Akedah, because Avram had a gevaldika ahava for his ben Yochid. So his nisoyan and his going against teva was not staying away from a piece of cake, or not looking where he shouldn't. That wasn't his nisoyan. He had no nisoyan for that. Not at that point. His nisoyan was kach es benchas yichidcha asher hafta es yitzvot v'lech lecha l'eretz ha'moriya. And therefore, in that schus, because vayivaka atzei oila and his mesiras nefesh to go against teva and to go against, not just teva of Olam Hazeh, teva the kedusha was against what Hashem told him, that ki b'yitzchak yikari l'chazora, and now he says v'ha'alei v'sham l'oilu. So in that schus we was eichet the kriyas yamsuf. That's one medrash. The other medrash says in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the medrash tells us the man came down, the schus of Avram Avinu. Avram said hineini by the akedah. Hashem says hineini mamtir lochem lechem and hashman hineini keneged hineini. The other measure says in the schus of Moshe. We know what Chazal said. The Gemara in Taina says that the man came in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So was it Avram? Was it Moshe? Both had mesiras nefesh and went against their teva. And perhaps we could say Moshe Rabbeinu went against teva here. By yikach Moshe es atz Moshe Yosef imoy. Everyone else is busy collecting money. A teva of a person is to want to have money. Everyone wants to have money. Even tzaddikim. It's brought down that the greatest tzaddikim were tested when it came to money. Money is a big taiva. And when they took away the taiva for Avodah Zarah, it says the taiva for Mammon is still here. It's like that's the Avodah Zarah of today. Mammon, taiva's Mammon, to accumulate kesef is up, not necessarily to buy you the wrong things with it, but the person has b'teva, a person wants to have wealth. And not only that, a gadol b'Yisrael, a leader, a nasi b'Yisrael, is supposed to be rich, supposed to have money. The Gemara says in the Darim that the Shechina is not Shoira, Ella al. Someone who's an usher, they're supposed to have money. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to collect kesef v'zav at that. Everyone else is busy collecting kesef v'zav. Moshe Rabbeinu wants a kesef v'zav too, and for a right reason. He's the leader of the generation, so he should have kesef v'zav. No, but what's Moshe busy doing? Looking for atzmos Yosef. Chazal say, chacham leiv yikach mitzvos. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to go. Hashem didn't tell him to go get the bones of Yosef. Shevet Yosef should have done. Shevet Ephraim and Asher, they should have done that. Who should be collecting the Atzmos Yosef? Who should be looking for the bones of Yosef? The Shevet of Yosef. Who took out the bones of the other Shvatim? The Ha'alisim es Atzmoisam Yizeh Itachem. So Shevet Ruvain took out the bones of Ruvain, and Shevet Shimon took out the bones of Shimon. Ki Yodua. So Ephraim or Menasher or both should have taken out Atzmos Yosef. Moshe takes Atzmos Yosef with him. He goes against the Teva. Moshe and Yosef are the same. They both fought the Teva. They both were Moshe Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh by the Yamsuf. Nachshon and Aminadav jumps into the Yam. So the sea splits. The sea sees Ma Ra Hayom Vayonos. It sees Moshe being Moshe Nefesh for Atzmos Yosef. He could have been collecting money. He's collecting Atzmos Yosef. and of course the Mesiris Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik, and what the Medrash says, Vayivaka, and the same thing with Daman, food coming down from Shemayim is Lamayim Laman Ateva, it's not Teva, food comes from the ground, doesn't come from the sky. So why did Hashem is Mahapech, the Teva, Hashem is brings us to Lamayim Laman Ateva, if we serve Him, Lamayim Laman Ateva, as the Sefer HaChaim says, Sham Sam Laichaiku Mishpat V'Sham Nisahu. And if we pass the test and we live a life of Torah, which Torah is L'mayim L'manat Heaven, then Hashem does Nisim for us. Moshe Rabbeinu did that, Yosef did that, Avraham did that. In the schus of Avraham came the man. Vayikachem of Echolav, the Gemara says that because they have Ekchap Haslechem, so we was Zeichet to the man, which was also an act of Mesiras Nefesh, a 99-year-old who's wounded, running around, feeding his guests, which was Mesiras Nefesh, which he did not have to do. So we have the month, which comes from Hashemayim, which is L'mayim L'manatev. And the same for Kriyas Yamsuf. The Siras Nefesh is what Hashem wants from us, which doesn't mean necessarily jumping into the fire, and it doesn't mean taking a child to the arcade. The Siras Nefesh means doing what's against your Ratzin, against your Teva. L'mayim L'manatev. That's Avoida. Hateva is Begamatria 86. That's Elikim. Elikim Begamatria Hateva. Avaida is Begamatria 87. Avaida is one more than Hateva. What's Avaida? Avaida means you have to break the Teva. If not, it's not Avaida. If a person has, he's a Masmid Betivai, as the Balatanya writes in Tanya. Someone who's a Masmid Betivai, that's not Avaida. Someone who's depressed, a person who is melancholy and just likes to read all day. There are people like that. They go to the library, they read all day. He sits by the Gemara all day because that's Teva. That's not Avoida. Avoida means Lamailam and Ateva. That means, like the Gemara says, Eina Daima Misha Shaina Pirkei Meya Pahamim, Lameya Pahamim Va'achas. The one who does it the one time more, the 101th time, that's Lamailam and Ateva. He pushes himself. He learns what he doesn't want to learn. Because in those days it was customary to learn everything 100 times. They would chazer 100 times. That was normal. You do it 101 times. That's avoda. That's what the Gemara says. Lemisha loy avodai. Someone who's a person who learns 100 times is called loy avodai. The Gemara says in Chagiga Hayamid Beis. That's called loy avodai to learn 100 times. Because that's normal. That's teva. That's what they did in those days. Today it wouldn't be normal. Today maybe if you do it 4 times, it's normal. Maybe. But 100 times in those days was teva. That's how many times they chazered. That's what the madrega they were on. So when the Gemara says that a person is called an oyved Hashem, bein oyved Hashem l'asher lo yavodai, the oyved Hashem is who? The one who does it 101 times, because it's one time more than teva. Hateva is 86. Avoida is 87. That's more than hateva. That's what Hashem wants from us. Avoida. Work. Mesiras nefesh. Giving over your ruts and giving over your... Especially in the Yonei, Shaivavim, which is the Avaida of these weeks, which is the Avaida of our time, today, clearly, if one doesn't look for one time, he doesn't look, or he doesn't say. Shmiras HaDibur, it goes together, we know that Shmiras HaBris is twofold. It's Dibur, it's Peh, and it's Mila, Peh and Bris. And in that is Toloi Parnasa. Everyone looks today to school is for Parnasa. Parnasa, it says, comes from the mun. We know that. Saying the mun every day is a school of a parnasa. But what do we learn out from the whole story of the mun, which the whole idea of the mun is emuna. A parnasa requires emuna, that's clear. But in the word parnasa, we have the key to the success. The word parnasa is oisius resen peh. Resen means to harness. And peh means your mouth. Harness your mouth. Don't speak when you shouldn't. Or Peh Begamatria Mila. And those two, Peh Mila, the two brisos, is a school of a parnasa. It's interesting, the Arizal, it's quoted in the Imre Noyam from the Jikava, writes that Shvat, Chaydesh Shvat, is a Chaydesh where one can be Zaycha to Parnasa. Shvat is the Chaydesh for Parnasa. It's the Chaydesh of Osher. May Osher Shmeina Lachmoy. Shmeina is Begamatria Parnasa. Why is Shvat the Chaydesh of Parnasa? Why? Because Shvat is Shoivavim. In Shvat, we are Mesakein, the Peh and the Mila. These two, which is the school of a Parnasa, Osius, Resa, and Peh. Shira. Shira is with the mouth. If you could sing, if you're able to sing, then clearly you've purified your mouth. Otherwise, you can't sing. Klal Yisrael came to the Darga of Taharas Hadibur here in Parshas Beshalach. Where is the Parsha of the Mun in Parshas Beshalach? When do we read Parshas Beshalach? Always in Chaydesh Shvat, the Chaydesh Mesugel for Parnasa. So getting back to what we were saying before, Klal Yisrael, we're on a very low madrega here. Vayehi, and it's Peshalach Parei as Ha'om, and Om is the lower levels, and as the Sfarim say, it was the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav joined Klal Yisrael, Vagam Erev Rav Aloyitom, causing all the tzoros. Ad HaYoyim HaZeh, and there are disputes in the Sfarim whether the Erev Rav will have a tikkun. Many say that the Erev Rav is Kuloi Ra. Others argue with that. They say, no, the Erev Rav are also going to be elevated. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, was also trying to be Mesaka in the Erev Rav. Moshiach will be Mesaka in the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav will have a tikkun, like Dosan and Aviram. Dosan and Aviram is Yadua. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that they're doomed. There's no tikkun for Dosan and Aviram. The Tiferet Shloimeh says not like that. The Tiferet Shloimeh, the Radomska says, that Dosan and Aviram will also have a tikkun. It's hinted in the words Moirid She'oil Vayoal, which Chana says, which we read Rosh Hashanah, Moirid She'oil, and she's talking about the Bnei Koirach. Koirach, which was her descendant, should come out of Gehenna. Moirid She'oil Vayoal is the gematria of Dosan and Aviram, who I mentioned in this week's parsha. They lacked Parnassa. Why did Dosan and Aviram lack Parnassa? How do we know they lacked Parnassa? What does the Pasuk tell us? What does Rashi tell us in Parshas Shemoyis? And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim because he was worried about what Pari might do to him, even 68 years later. Kimesu kol ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim es nafshech. What does Rashi tell us? Who were they? Dosan and Aviram. What does it mean they died? They didn't die. They're still alive here. Yardu minichseihem. They became poor. They lost their Parnassa because they were Pygmei Bris. They were Pygmei Lashon. Dosan and Aviram were the Bali Lashon Hara, so they weren't Nizer and Shmiras Hadibur. And according to one opinion, it was Dosan's wife, who was Shloimeh Bas Divri, who was lacked in Snias. So in that area, Dosan and Aviram also had what to work on. So clearly they were not Nizhar in that which gives us Parnassa. So Dosan and Aviram lost their Parnassa, and because Mesu Kolo Anoshim, they were no longer influential, and therefore Moshe didn't have to be afraid that they're going to be able to go to the palace and say anything about him. Dosan and Aviram are mentioned here as Hoisiru min Hamon. And it's not a kasha. If they're not Nizar, Shmiras Habris, they lack Emuna. If they lack Emuna, it's no wonder why they left over from the Mon. Hoisiru min Hamon. Because the whole Tachlis of the Mon is Emuna. Mon who Oisius Emuna. The only ones that are Zeichet to Mon, and Mon right by their doorsteps with the Tzadikim, those who were Bale Emuna. And Bale Emuna, only those who are careful. They're not falling prey to the chait of Mitzrayim and Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, those who don't have sfeikus in Emunah, Hayesh Hashem V'kribeinu Emoyim. So the parsha itself in general is talking about the darga that the Yidden were on in that door. In that door they were still on a low madreg. You see clear, it's in and out, it's not. They're not consistent, they're not ready, they're not really eligible for Geula, but they have to come out. But on the other hand, we lay this parasha every single year, and we're laying it now in Tav Shanai and Dalid, and we're laying it in the Ikfasid, the Ikfasid, the Mashiach, when we are getting ready now for the Geula. And Hashem, in His infinite kindness, and it was all the Svarim, the Arachayim HaKadosh says in the parasha, Achrim is too, that all the Chatoyim, he says, it's hard to understand exactly what he means, he says they're like all preordained, and it was all necessary, Chata Egel, Chata Meraglim, and all the Chatoyim, in order to enable a long gala so that every single Yid could have a tikkun. That's why. Hashem wants everyone to be there, and be there because they deserve it, because we went through all the tzaras, and we stayed strong in our emunah. And there's still Jews that believe, even after the Holocaust, and even after everything going on, the Ayidin today who have emunah, and believe that we're going to get out of the situation that we're in, and believe in Mashiach, and believe that it's imminent, and believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, and believe in all the Yud Gimel Ikrum. And that's the chus, we're going to go out of Golis and we're going to deserve it because we have a Torah. That's the difference. We have a Torah today. So because we have a Torah, a person could delve into the Torah, and even though we did fall into the Nun Shari Tum, as Baruch Chaim HaKadosh says, then, and we see it today, you don't have to be too smart to know that we are in the Nun Shari Tum. The whole world is one big Nun Shari Tum in every respect. In Dibur, in Teh, in the Tzonis, in Plishtim, in Znus, in Kfira, and everything today, it hits you wherever you go, on the radio, if you don't listen to the radio, on outside, wherever you go, internet, whatever you have, it's there, no matter what. You can't escape. There's no escape. It's in your face, wherever you go. So it's certainly, if Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bab B'Trunya Im B'Riyos, if Hashem can't expect, if we can't do it, then Hashem can't have any time as does. Clearly, he put our generation, which is the Arizal says, this generation is the same generation that went out of Mitzrayim. We are the same neshamas. So we came back, and now we're going to deserve it. We're going to go out now, b'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The same chamushim. One-fifth. What happened to the other four-fifths? So the other four-fifths were killed. They died in Makas Choshech. So they have no tikkun. Different opinions. Many, I heard from Rav Wilson Shlita, who said that they came back. Our generation is the four-fifths. The Jews who are bringing back now, that are coming back, all the Bali Tshuva, that's the four-fifths. Everyone is going to have a tikkun. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, shar hanun of bina. We are going to go out and be b'nei Yisrael and deserve it. And it's not going to be v'ayihi, it's going to be v'hoya Hashem l'malach al kol ha'oriz, Hashem yimloich l'oilam v'od. Despite the sa'ar in the parasha, because it's talking about what happened then, this is the Shabbat Shira. Shabbat Shira is b'gematria v'olitzio and goyel, this is the Shabbos of song. Oz Yoshir is referring also to the future song. That's Vayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avdoi. What do they have to believe? They saw, but they believe Vayaminu, that the real Shira is coming in the future. They believed. Those who still believed, they knew that this is temporary. It's not going to last. They knew there's going to be a Golus, and they're going to have to go through many, many trials and tribulations. Vayaminu, that there's going to be a tenth Shira. Oz Yashir, Yud Shir, there's going to be a tenth song. The Rashi says, and that the Jews are going to get out of Golus because they deserve it eventually. And the Chamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, we're going to reach the Darga of Nun, because we fell into the Nun Sha'arei Tumah, so that when we get out, we are going to be zeicha to a higher level of Torah, which is going to be revealed to us derech eretz polishtim not on Har Sinai, not in Golus, but ki mitziyoyim teitzei Torah, as Yeshaya says, u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The future Torah, the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of Nun, the Torah that if we would have stayed in Mitzrayim for the full 400 years, or if we would have deserved, we would have had it then, that we will receive. Yishakeinim in Ashikai's P, who, as Rashi says in Shira Shirim, is referring to the Torah of the La'asid. That will be in the future. The Torah of Mashiach will be given to us in the Bakam HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, on Har Tzion, on Har HaMoriah, where the Akedah was, where everything started. Bereshis, Bara Elikim, Bara Shis, that's the Yisoid of the Veld. That's where everything is going to come to a head. Melchemes Gog u'Magog will take place there. The final war, the final confrontation with evil, the final confrontation, the hisgadilti, the hiskadishti, whatever we see here in Parashas B'Shalach, it's interesting that Rashi brings that pasuk, the hisgadilti, the hiskadishti here, which is referring to Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Rashi says, v'kovda b'faroi, k'sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnakeim b'rishoyim, when the Eibusha takes revenge from the Rishoyim, his name, that's what Yiskadol v'Yiskadash, or Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, whatever you say, it comes from. Miskadol v'Miskabit. V'chein hu oimer, Rashi brings a pasuk here, not talking about this. V'nishpatiti itoi v'hizgadilti v'hizgadishti v'naidati yecheskel ametches, which is referring to Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Melchemes Gog u'Magog is rooted here. Whatever happened here is going to happen again, exactly the same thing. Is going to be a tremendous fear, and it's going to look like it's all over, like Klal Yisrael felt at the time. There was no way out. There's water in front and the Mitzrayim behind, the mountains on the side, and there's just no way out. And Hashem said, just go, and they went. At that time, they didn't deserve it. In our time, which we see clearly that it's heading to that. That rooted here too. And then also will be at Sarah Shaloi Haya Kamayu, but then we know already. We have all the nevuahs before that this is what's going to happen. And in the schus of the Amunah, and the schus of all the Torah that we see today, all over the world, the Torah, the Avaida, the Mesiras Nefesh, the Balei Tshuva, and even us, those who are, we should all be Balei Tshuva. Today, they're all different movements. Everyone's trying to better themselves in certain ways. As much as we see people falling away, on the other hand, there's a tremendous chizik, there's a tremendous return to the Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and it'll encompass the whole Klal Yisrael eventually, because Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, every Yid has to have a tikkun, including the Dasan and the Avirams, including even perhaps the Erev Rav. All will have a tikkun, and all be Zeichet to Vias HaMashiach and the Tchias HaMesim, which be Zeichet Haka to sing the 10th song of Yashir Yud Shir, and be zeichet to be mesaken ourselves during these weeks of Shaivavim, which we now conclude the fourth Shaivav. This is the Shabbos before Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Yomtiv, where the Ilan, Rosh Hashanah LaIlan, which is also the Gematria, or the Shavei Fesha B'Yaakov, the Rosh Hashanah LaIlan, which is the infusion, rejuvenation of life into the Bria, once again, the Tchias HaMesim of Zman. Mikam the Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, Oz Yashir, Tu B'Shvat begins the Tchias HaMesim of time and the preparation, of course, for Purim, Purim Kotan, Purim Gadol, Pesach, Pesach Sheni, Lag Ba'im, Rishvus, is the Debrei Chayim, and all the Tzadikim said, starting with Tu B'Shvat, there's an uphill in time, and that starts already the Shabbos before. So we should be zeichet to spend Tu B'Shvat in Tiviyemai, V'Sitayemai, Bahar Nachalosecha, Macha in the Shiftach Apo Alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kainun Yodech, which as Rashi says is referring to the Bayis Hashlishi. You see clearly here also that in the Parsha already is the Bayis Hashlishi, after Bayis Rishon, after Bayis Sheni, the Torah is already telling us that it's rooted in Beshalach, what could have been then, which is going to be now. We should be zeichet to all sing and say Hashem Yimloy Ba'olam Voyad. Okay, so next week, Tuesday night. Can't do it Wednesday night, so we'll do it Tuesday night. Whoever's available. That was
interesting. For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.